Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers guidance to elevate your spirit, to transform your life. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Home Time Radio. Tonight's show is all about your emotions. We used to say that we come from a drop of emotion, and it is true. Our reality is dictated by what we feel, and what we feel is created by what we think. More so, there is an unbreakable link between a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a happy life. You can't have one if you don't have the other. Your physical well-being is dependent on mental clarity and tranquility. What you feel determines how you feel, and emotion play a big role in your life. Tonight I want to talk to you about the secret that exists to cultivate true health at all level of being, like a secret our ancestors knew, but we've forgotten. I only go back to my grandmother, who lived 103, and her mother 112. Without doctors, without prescription, without surgeries. And how did they do it? They lived a very, very balanced life, and they live with a peace of mind. They live a very quiet life. They eat food from their own backyard. And as I said, that peace of mind that they had. And before I begin, I want to ask you, do you often feel anxious? You feel afraid of something going wrong? You suddenly feel like you have migraines, hypertension, or blurry vision? Because if you say yes to one of this, you're on the right show, because your emotions are out of control. And I want to talk to you about the four major types of emotion, the four dominant emotions. And you're going to see which one you can relate to more on a daily basis. And I want to show you that there is a permanent connection between your mind and your body, so that you can understand how one influences the other. And I want to share with you how to balance the two sides of your beautiful divine being. So I want you to stay in tune, because it's a common misconception that a healthy body equals a healthy self. That the Latin phrase, anima sana in corpore sano, reminds us that the body is only one part of the totality of our being. Our emotions are an equal factor in the overall health. By being emotionally unbalanced or burdened can manifest in physical ways, leading to diseases and illnesses. So to achieve health on all levels, you must finally stabilize your thoughts and master your emotion. Now, your mind controls every element of your being. It's the brain that controls. The reason you can cope with physical pain is because your mind helps you see beyond the pain. If you have, let's say, you have a broken leg, you understand, your mind makes you understand. It's temporary. It's going to heal. You're going to get better. So overwhelming emotion and mental imbalances are very difficult to control. And this is one of the aspects I want to talk about, because we live in the age of Xanax, Zoloft, the Zen. There are all these calming medication, all these pills designed to make you happy. Mental and emotional imbalances are an epidemic, you know very well. I mean, look at the world today. Every single day, there's another shooting. Every single day, there's another tragedy going on. What exactly is missing in our life that makes us so troubled and so turbulent? And you see this young generation. What's going on with the young generation? Well, I remember, you know, when I went to college, that one of the theses that I worked so hard on was talking about the teenager, how they are imposters, how they don't understand their emotions. They don't understand their feelings and how they get overwhelmed, and those feelings go out of control and the hormones in their brain go out of range, and this is when they do what they do because they can't control. So as I said, what is missing may be different from one individual to another, but no question about it, the world we are living in, you know what I mean? It's a world of anxiety and constant panic. So I'm curious to talk to you tonight, and I know I have some callers, Jackie, Valerie, and people waiting for me. I'll talk to you in a minute, but I want to just make my point because I am so convinced that this topic is extremely, extremely important for you, and I want to most likely address those dominant for emotions. See, how can we master emotions? And if you want to talk to me, this is very easy. You actually dial 202-570-7057. That's the number, 202-570-7057. And I have a wonderful producer Christopher is going to take your calls, and you will be in touch with me, and we'll talk about what's going to talk into your life. How can we eradicate fear? How can we introduce peace into your life? Where is your major concern? What is missing? What is the missing link in your life? Now, for everybody listening, you know, if you buy my book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, my newest book, you get a 50 off on a session with me. If you connect with me, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, to my Facebook, if you, my friend, you also get a discounted session with me. I just want you to understand that I'm a relationship expert, and I believe that we all deserve amazing relationship. And if your questions to me is always about relationship, we can also talk privately. But let's go to the four great emotions. So how large of a role do emotion play into our life? It's pretty amazing. You know, as I said, we are made of emotion. And let's go to the first emotion that dominates the world we are living in, and it's called anger. We feel angry more than we recognize, even like an absent-minded driver that forgot to put the signal or whatever, can produce rage within us. So anger, what it does, it raises your blood pressure, it raises even your temperature. It puts a lot of strain on your body. It creates that, it's called the adrenaline rush. The adrenaline level go to the roof. It's not only the adrenaline gland, but what it does, it affects the epinephrine, the hormones in the brain. You know, they go out of balance. So momentarily, you know, that high of adrenaline rush is making you feel out of control. But then the emotion, you know, gets under control and you start to feel better. It's interesting that we, as humans, we are so drawn to doing this to ourselves. You know, we tend to scream to our partner, we tend to fight, we do irreparable mistakes. We're drawn to gossip. You see how we watch TV. I mean, the most watched shows on TV are the Stormy Daniel. I don't know who else. I mean, it's incredible. Why? Because we're drawn to gossiping, to blaming, to judging. You know, is this even, you know what I mean? We're drawn to seeing crimes. It's like the epitome of anger is the crime. And after, you know, you realize you did something wrong, you question yourself, why have I done? What was wrong with me? Now, the second emotion that works hand in hand with anger is actually called hatred. Though we subconsciously hate many aspects of our life. We hate the unfairness of the world. We hate the daily grind. We self-hate. You know, when we are unable to achieve something, we start hating ourselves. Now, hatred and anger, they go hand in hand. When you hate something, you're angry at it, and vice versa. But unfortunately, you know, hatred lingers in our system longer, you know, that anger. Like anger is characterized by a peak of emotion, followed by a crash. But hatred can dwell in your system, in your subconscious mind, for a very long period of time. You may be angry with your best friend that 20 years ago did something wrong to you, but the anger is pretty much gone. The hatred is still there. You hate your mother-in-law for 30 years. So if you relate to this, you understand what I mean. The number third emotion is fear. The most common emotion, an emotion responsible for holding us back from achieving our true potential, because we're afraid of being successful. And we build a blockage in our mind. We fear we cannot get the good job. We fear we're not good enough to be loved and to get married. And fear allows us to be controlled. I mean, we're afraid of the people in power in the world today. We're afraid because we're afraid we can stand up for ourselves against someone who is perceived to be more powerful than us. So think a little bit, that's fear. And then the number one, the fourth emotion. Now there is a lot, this emotion that they have many other emotions attached to it, but these are just the major dominant emotion. Emotion of love. Love is the only emotion that's capable of conquering the others. It's the emotion that possesses the healing qualities. If you show love, you automatically feel relief from whatever is grieving you. Have you ever noticed that a pet feels that you are down and comes to comfort you, because animals have that ability to detect your emotions? Now, another human may not detect your feelings, may not pay attention to your emotion, but an animal does. So that's why we're so drawn to cats, to dogs. So studies have shown that an injured person can heal quicker if he has the support of the people loving him. Now, I want to ask you which emotion dominates you, and I kind of want you to take a notebook, write every single day, morning, afternoon, evening, the emotion that you feel is dominating you, and then revisit your journal like a week later, 3 days, a month later, and then reach a conclusion, which is your dominant emotion. So on the journey to emotional and physical health, I want you to start figuring out your dominant emotion by keeping this journal, because that's extremely, extremely powerful. Now, I've been working with addiction in my life a lot, and one of the most undetective type of addiction is the emotional addiction. And I want you to control your emotions before you allow them to control you. Very powerful statement. But I want you to continue to control your emotion so that your emotions are not in charge of your life. I'm going to go and take a call and then go and continue on telling you much more about what I've learned in my career about emotion. I'm going to go to Jackie from Michigan. Hi, my dear Jackie. Thank you so much for waiting so patiently. But I just wanted to express my beliefs in what emotion can do to us. Hi, Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful Jackie. So I'm here listening to you. And ask me what you think. So from, you know, today my topic of the show is talking about emotions and energy. So emotions function in the energy field of the person. And I love to detect, you know, things in people. And when I talk to you, Jackie, I feel somebody who's emotionally happy, who's emotionally in control, who's a happy person. Do you agree with me?
I would agree that's my general nature.
Yes.
Yes, I
don't know,
I would
if
agree
it's
with
nature
that.
Or it's you are your dominant emotion, consider it part of your nature, but your dominant emotion is the emotional of content, of healing, joyful, of feeling happy and indirectly in the state of love. Now, this is the ideal, because majority of people feel in a state of anger or discord with the world around. Now, what is your question? Because usually people like you, they try to figure it out things much easier than the rest of the world, who, being in a state of negativity, they cannot find the answers to their problem. What is your question to me today?
Well, my question, Carmen, is I wanted to know if you're able to pick up on any significant change on the horizon for me in the way of career, like a job change or
I feel a job change,
coming
relatively
like
quickly. The month of May, June, which is right around the corner, comes to me. I feel like you need, like this job change is long due. I feel you were supposed to make a change for a while. For whichever reason, you know, you felt comfortable putting it on hold, but you don't want to be put on hold. You're ready for the adventure. You're ready for something new. You're ready for a change. So consequently, I'm absolutely convinced that you will decide on making this change. I think if I'm not mistaken, I will have to take a break. But Jackie, if you hold on the line 1 minute more, I'll continue the conversation and think if you have anything more specific about this. Okay, hold on the line.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. Talking about the emotional system, the way emotions affect us, and which are the major four types of dominant emotions. But I was talking to my wonderful Jackie from Michigan. And Jackie, is there anything more specific you want to ask about the change in a career? Because as I said, I feel this is long time due, and I have a sense of a change that is coming right around the corner. I feel a different environment, probably even a change in the way you do business. And also the sense of overall is that you're going to be more independent and probably freer and consequently even making a better income. Does this make sense?
Okay.
So it comes with a lot of bonuses, you know.
Okay.
So you know when you embark on a new journey, on a new work aspect, then you might say, okay, this is good for this reason, but there are some other things that come down the line, you know. So the job brings other aspects in helping your personality to feel better, to grow, and also the people that you're going to meet through the journey of, it's like a new job is like a self-discovery in a way, because you test yourself and you acknowledge your skills and your abilities better in a different environment. And I think that you've been in the same job for more than 10 years?
No. Mm-mm.
How long was it?
Oh, gosh, I think it's been around not quite 7 years.
Well, that's relatively long. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to change. But I see do you agree that this change can be major, can change the whole dynamic and can change the way you do business overall? Does it make sense?
I think so. Yeah. It's just been really stressful.
Who's the woman you're going to be working with? Do you have an idea what you're doing? Because I might talk about something that you don't know yet. That's also very possible. So it's very possible. Because I see... I see that this is the way you embark in a new direction is something that is very new age, very global. I see a female person getting helping you. I have a feeling there's a female friend or a woman who's becoming like a partner or coworker who plays an influential role. A lot of new people in the new job, of course. But the way it's going to be done is with greater enthusiasm, like you regain your enthusiasm, which I feel your enthusiasm is kind of lost lately in the last 1 or 2 years, if you agree with me.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
anything specific?
Tough.
Does the name Laura Lorraine ring a bell for you?
No. Mm-mm.
So keep this name in mind. It might be somebody who's who's trying to or who's coming in through this journey, you know, into your life, is trying to be helpful as you embark on this. Do you have an idea where you're going?
No.
Or you just okay? Because I feel like you're just thinking, you're just contemplating. But the reason of your call today is, don't contemplate too much. Take charge, you know. When you're in front of a decision like this, you tend to put it on hold because you don't have a structure. You need it, but you don't know how to go about it. So I want you to think, to strategize and, you know, search. Go on a search everywhere and like put it in motion. You know, when in our head we start to decide, I'm going to do this. When you said, I'm going to do this, take charge, and it starts to manifest, so it's going to start happening to you. But I think I gave you some clues, a little bit of a hint of the way you're going to do it. What it is that you do, Jackie?
I'm a hospital pharmacist.
Okay. Well, have you thought about going more holistic or more global, or more in a different direction? With the the way you handle your career, probably even being more independent.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just I have thought about that. I haven't done it yet, but I have thought about it.
Have you thought about opening something on your own with other people, like making it more independent? The world today, there's such an interest in natural healing. And all the natural products that exist out there, amazing stuff that come all the day, every single day, you know, trying to replace the traditional medicine with the alternative. People go for the alternative healing. People don't want to be dependent, you know, on stuff. And I think that I'm just imagining how amazing it will be, you know, for you to go on this path and develop something, you know, that people will respond in the most amazing way. Just think a little bit. Probably it's far away from what you thought originally, but it's okay to open to the field of possibility. It's okay to contemplate. It's okay to meditate. It's okay to open to the concept and to the idea.
Okay.
And is your father still here?
No.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to say, I had a sense of your father on the other side, and actually see somebody who seems to be very smart and very introverted. That's I would describe him. And I have a sense of him. I had a sense of him from the moment you start talking to me. He probably wanted to say hello or just try to reach try to reach out to you. And he shows me a. Do you have a son?
No.
He had another child, a boy?
I have a brother.
A brother, yeah. So the son is his own child, is his brother, is your brother. So when he talks about the son, is not your son, is his son.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to know that he's coming strong in a very strong way. I don't know if his birthday coming or whose birthday is coming, but he talks about a celebration. Does it ring bell?
Well, my brother has a birthday in June. So
okay, the birthday
I don't know.
That's coming. There's something about the birthday. And he does talk about his son, so does talk about your brother. He does mention the person with the A. He also shows me an M, very common initials, but he's referring to something. And he said he's very proud of you, and he says you're in a turning point in your life and you will just expand, you know, your personality. You will grow. So that's the message from him. And I'm very glad that we spoke, because I feel like I was able to deliver something. It was not my intention, because as you know, but talking about emotion, the emotion that being in touch with somebody who's no more in the physical realm opens an emotion within you, you know? Okay,
yeah.
My lovely. So I hope I was able to guide you a little bit. And I know that June is definitely a turning point right around the birthday of your brother. There's something going on that has to do with a new direction. And call me anytime. I'm here Tuesdays, and let me know how things are going, if there's anything else I can do for you. I love you, Jackie.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling
me. I love you too, Carmen.
Me.
Thank you.
Okay, my beautiful
All
lady.
Right.
I'm going to go to Valerie in California. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my Valerie. I'm so sorry I kept you waiting so long. How are you?
That's okay. Yeah,
patient is an emotion. You know, being patient is amazing, you know. A lot of people don't, in this crazy world, people don't have patience anymore for anything. So how can I help you, my Valerie? Tell me your question.
I was wanting to see if love is coming in this summer.
Who? I didn't hear.
Love.
If love?
Relationship.
If relationship. Okay. Love is definitely coming. We spoke last year?
Yeah, it was supposed to have come in last year, but I guess it was delayed.
Well, things so, when it comes to feelings and when it comes to energy, they have no space and time. It's very hard to locate them in time. And remind me a little bit, what is the month and the day of your birth, not the year?
May 25th.
May 25th. So... What is actually making you struggle a little bit with stabilizing, finding stability in your love is this two elements in your birthday, the May, which is 5, and 25th, no?
Yeah.
So 25th is 7. So you have 7 and 5. And when you're born with these two elements, you know, you're very independent, you're very on your own, you're very intuitive. But you sometimes have a hard time, you know, acknowledging that you need to work harder on bringing somebody in. And I am telling you, you are in the year of freedom still, But you will bring love. Do you travel this year? Do you plan to go anywhere during the summer?
Not so far. It could happen.
Because it might be, I should say that somebody while you travel or somebody who's traveling in your area, you might meet somebody who might not be necessarily born in your area. That's very possible. You know, somebody that comes out of the state or, you know, this is the way. And the name with an S, Scott comes to my Steve, something with a big S. I see a man who I would describe relatively tall, very charming, very smart, educated. I like this man for you. I think he's finally going on the right direction. But I want you to do your own part. I want you to work on yourself. I want you to acknowledge that sometimes you might probably sabotage yourself a little bit without even knowing. Do you agree with me? Sabotaging ourselves when we need this and we have that unconscious fear that we might not be able to do it correctly. And it always comes like, for instance, if you had an experience in the past that was not the best, if there was an experience, like I know that could be your case, in which there was somebody in your life who was not probably the right person for you. Then you operate on the memory that person was in your life was not exactly what you wanted. Does it make sense?
Well, I know the person that probably came in for a lesson that I had to learn and a forgiveness that I had to do, which I
okay.
I got the lesson and
which,
I've done the forgiveness.
Which you did, yeah. But yeah. You did it consciously. Unconsciously, there are reminiscences of memories that we've been going through. And those are like, you know, neurons that exist there that tend somewhere to sabotage us at an internal level that consciously we're not aware of it. So I'm trying to say that there still be a tiny, tiny tendency sometimes to do you do something to attract that person by going out, by... Okay, so you have to continue to do this because I promise you will meet somebody who's already... could have been already in your life, but it doesn't matter, he's in your life a year later. You need to invite this person consciously on a daily basis. You need to invite this person in your life. Promise me this. And call me again because I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate, Valerie. I want to celebrate with you.
Do you see that by the summer? Because I was told it would probably be May, June.
No, I think it's coming sooner, faster than that. I think, and then this person, this person is coming to me around your birthday. Remember, always birthdays are the turning point when you shift the energy around. And the chances of achieving something emotionally, physically, financially are stronger than ever around your birthday. It's when you feel more powerful, it's right around your birthday. So anything... during the month of May to June, this is when things will fall in place for you. This is when, and even take a trip, even go somewhere around, you know, not far away. Do you have somebody that you can visit? Because move the energy around, and this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
Because if you do this, you will acknowledge that this is the perfect time for you to go for the experience. And I'm 100% sure this experience is going to happen and it's going to be a very fulfilling one. You will be a very happy person, my love, very soon.
Oh, beautiful, Carmen. I love it.
I love you, my Valerie. And again, we're going to talk about it. So stay in this emotion of gratitude, you know, forgiveness. And be joyful, you know, and get ready for the celebration. And start by loving yourself more, committing to yourself more, so you can finally bring that person I'm telling you. But I gave you some elements, so look for that.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, my Valerie. Thank you so much for calling the show, and I'm here all the time. And I love your energy, Valerie. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, sweetie. Hi, Pat. I'll be with you in a moment. I think I'll have 1 minute to the break, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about what emotion can do to our body, and then I'm going to take you, Pat, so don't go anywhere. Hold on a little bit, because I know being patient is such a virtue. But the manifestation of our emotions, so you need to know that your emotion manifests in a very real way at the cellular level, deep, deep inside you. Your hypothalamus is the part of your brain that is responsible for producing chemicals. Neurohormones are called, they are produced in the hypothalamus. And there is a neurohormone that responds and matches your emotion, and matches your emotion with a chemical. So there is one emotion, there's one chemical for love, one for bitterness, one for disgust, one for attraction. So you, when you begin to feel a certain emotion, there is something that is released in your bloodstream, and it starts to travel through your body. So every one of your cells have receptors to welcome the chemical that matches your emotion. So if you hate someone, your cells are filled up with that hate chemical, with that hate chemical. And think a little bit of what I'm telling you, because I think I need to go to a break, but we're going to talk about an emotion-related chemical that enters your cell, and we'll see what it does to us.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm Carmen Jara. I'm back with my show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And you can listen to this show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can call in. Even tonight, I think there is a possibility to speak with me if you call 202-570-7057. And as you know, the topic today is the manifestation of your emotion. What do emotion do to you? And I was explaining you that an emotion related chemical that enters your cell will change the cell. It can disrupt the very dynamic inside your cell. And as I was explaining you, you know, the hypothalamus is just the area of the head where the eyes are, and it's called the reptilian brain. It's the part of the brain that is responsible for producing emotion. Like your eyes, you look at somebody and you feel an attraction, you feel hate, you feel disrespect, you feel something towards that person. Sometimes you feel a bad energy, sometimes you feel a tremendous positive energy. But as I said, the hypothalamus produces a chemical that is called neurohormone. And that neurohormone will match that emotion and will release a certain chemical in the bloodstream. Now, that chemical can disrupt, as I said, your cells. So an emotion chemical will have a tremendous impact in the way your cell function from the inside out. Now, your cells are very alive and they feel everything that is happening to you. Now, your cells respond to "I hate" chemical that are invading your cell, because this is the dominant emotion that I was telling you. If the emotion of hate is your dominant emotion, that that chemical is running in your bloodstream and will affect you. Your cell wouldn't know what to do with that emotion chemical, and they will react in an abnormal way. And this is the way that the damage is created at the cellular level. This is not my own theory. This is the theory of science. This is the theory that explained that cancer originates this way, through the chemical of your emotional invading your very cell and causing harm. Now, remember, it takes one cell to mutate that triggers to reproduce incorrectly and starts a chain reaction of mutant cells. So what this is the danger of negative emotion. And I want you to digest what I'm telling you. It's so powerful, because when you experience a negative emotion, your body reacts physically. You might cry when you're sad or shake when you're angry, but your body is doing something else to manifest what you're feeling. Because within your brain exists nerve cells that are constantly reaching out to other nerve cells. So over time, these nerve cells create a form of a network. Like imagine an entire network that we theoretically talk about, of a network, the television network, so on and so forth, like metaphorically. So different groups stick together. So the cluster of nerve cells represent one emotion. Like the concept of love, for instance, which is one of your four great emotions, the notion of love is built up over time and is built upon the many different memories and personal experience that you had to do with love. But it's impossible to dissociate all of those emotions from one nerve cell, on one nerve cell group that is called love. I hope that I'm clear enough, because I feel like this message is extremely, extremely powerful. I'm going to go to Pat. Hi, Pat, my dear. Erica, hold on the line. Hi, Pat, my love. So ask me, what do you get out of this show? Does it resonate to you the way we function? And does it resonate how powerful it is to stay in that feeling of love, even if you disagree with the world around, but stay safe in your at the level of your brain, into that state of calmness and the state of peace, in order not to hurt yourself. Do you agree with me?
Carmen, I almost don't even want to hear this, because I have been in such a bad place and unable to get myself to love. But I want to tell you, I think the medication I was on, and I want to tell you.
Tell me the kind of a medication you were on.
I was on Clonopin, and I've been withdrawing from it.
And but you didn't told I tell you to switch? Yes, I told you to switch. Tell me how you feel, because I put you on something natural.
Yes, you did.
How do you feel right now?
I'm in my third week, and honestly, I think it's probably, even though the withdrawal has been HELL, I'm sure the Travacor has helped me. And into the third week, I'm starting to feel like it's definitely helping. And I even think the Clonopin was worse than I realized. I thought it was just making me sleep like a zombie all the time, but I think it was taking away my life. And including my ability to, control my attitude and my thinking and my emotions.
Totally.
So I'm hopeful
the danger with this medication is that it causes addiction. So you already have a tendency towards addiction. or to a negative feelings. And the moment you start taking this drugs, you know, you become addicted. And the moment you want to give up on them is even worse, you know.
Yes.
So, but what I suggested you to take, which I suggest to a lot of my patients, because it balances, you know, exactly what I was explaining in the show, is balance the neurotransmitter, balance the hormones in the brain. But it takes a while. Only after the 3 weeks period, you start feeling the good effect. And sometimes it even takes 6 weeks to fully, you know, adjust into the system. So if you are 3 weeks through this regimen, you have to continue and see improvement every single day that goes by. And how are you doing with cutting all the clonopin? Where are you with the, eliminating that drug out of your system? Because you need to cut it slowly, slowly. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably did it a little too fast because I was just so tired of being a zombie.
Right.
I'm down to 1/8 of a pill, but for me, that's like 4 times for most people. So I'm getting near the end. And
I think you're doing okay. And I expect that you should call me back on the show in a matter of probably 2-3 weeks, then you can tell me of an amazing shift, you know, and you start to feel that the effect, the negative effects of the drug are completely out, and you start feeling balanced and excited. You know, all of a sudden you see the world in real colors. So you're not dark anymore. You're not depressed. Like you said, I was in such a bad place. You're not going to be, Pat, my dear. I promise you, you will be perfectly fine. And I want you to start to be creative and productive and motivate yourself. There's a hormone in the brain called dopamine. Now, for people who have a high level of dopamine, when dopamine is where it should be in the brain, you're motivated, you're excited about life, you're joyful.
Yeah.
You always see hope in everything. When dopamine goes very, very down, you know, then depression is to the roof, and then you have no excitement, nothing.
Absolutely.
There's no joy. Whatever you,
None.
You know, everything is dead. Your life is at a dead end. Though you might be physically okay, you know, you have no heart disease, you have no blood pressure, no cholesterol, and yet, you know, if your dopamine is not where it should be, this world is hell. So, you know, this shows the significance, the importance, you know what I mean, of the right brain function and how significant it is for the brain to function the right way. Things that we don't pay attention. We go to doctor, we take all kinds of drugs for the body, but we don't regulate the function of the brain. But you are on the right path. Pat, you're on the right path. So let me know how we're going, and just feel free to keep me updated and call me all the time on the radio, because I care so much for your well-being, and I can
care
promise
for you,
you will
Thank
be
you.
Okay, my lovely Pat. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
I love you too
me.
Very much. Thank you so much. God bless.
Hi.
God
you
bless.
You too, my dear.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go to Erica. Erica, you from Florida? I love you, Erica.
Hi, Carmen. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to hear you.
Oh,
I'm very
you're so
excited.
Sweet. I am so excited that you called me, and you're in Florida like me. Where in Florida?
Kissimmee, next to Orlando.
Oh, so you are like 3 hours away from me. I'm near Fort Lauderdale. So, we're still in the warmer weather. Lucky us, because if you look at New York, you know how many inches of snow. And in New York in 96, I used to work... my husband and I, we had a restaurant in Queens, and there were mountains of snow on the 20th of April.
Yeah, it's horrible. I tried New York for a month, but that is not for me.
I know.
Sure.
So, my lovely Erica, how can I help you today? We have some minutes left.
And I'm from Ecuador, actually.
Oh,
but I'm living,
I moved
to Florida.
You moved to Florida when?
15 years ago.
Oh, 15 years ago.
15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how I can shrink my story in such a, I know you only have a few minutes.
Tell me.
I'm going to try.
The most important part of your I dated my
husband for 10 years and I've been married for 2 years. And then last year we tried to make a family and I have 2 miscarriages. So the last one, it was very bad.
You were supposed to have a son. I feel very strong, like in your fate, in the things that you were supposed to do, you were supposed to have a baby. Can you still have a baby? Is it possible?
Yes, I can.
Because I feel like you will have a son. But I have a feeling like you'll have a son with somebody else. Are you still with your husband?
Yes, I just got married 2 years ago.
Oh, so
the thing is in the last... Okay. Yes, I had a boyfriend before for a decade. I thought I would marry him, but I didn't. So this is my husband now. And the thing is, in my last miscarriage, it was a topic pregnancy. I was 4 months. And then they had to remove that. I was on, I don't know, I just suddenly feel pain. I went to emergency room. When all that happened, it was by the Hurricane Irma. So it was the same week. It was all crazy. Okay. They ended up removing an ovary from me and a tube along with, with the baby. And then after the surgery, I feel like I was having heart attacks. I went to emergency room many times and it ended up being panic attacks. Really bad.
Oh, if you have panic attacks, I can help you with that. I can really help you.
It was bad.
Not have panic attacks again because panic
attacks.
They can be horrible. They can give you.
It was intense.
Of dying.
I can still have kids, but I can't with all the medication that I'm taking and my depression and anxiety. And I don't want to go out. I couldn't work. I start kind of go out again and start little by little to work again.
Little by little, I want you to give me a call separate from the show because I'll give you like a free session and I'll guide you in what I want you to take. Naturally, that will balance your and remember the body has intelligence. Your mind will heal. You'll completely heal. And you will be perfectly fine. And I still think you will have a child, you know?
Yeah, because with all the medication, I start with lorazepam, oscarbazepine, mirtazepine. And then they changed me to clonazepam and then lafaxine. And that's what I'm taking currently. Yeah. And you know, this is like... I mean, my panic attacks are going a lot lower, but I feel like I'm dead inside, you know?
It regulates a little bit the imbalances in the brain, but
it doesn't make me happy.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of...
I'm dead. I feel dead inside.
Exactly. You are, because the side effects of taking it. It slows down, you know, the level of the epinephrine, those hikes of hormones in the brain that makes your heart speed and makes you feel like you're dying and you can't breathe, you know,
And you can't breathe. It's horrible.
Yes,
it's a heart attack.
I know exactly.
I've been in the emergency room
No heart attack and there's nothing wrong with your heart. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No,
That's the tricky part.
In my brain.
Exactly. It's in the brain.
I bought those monitors that you can read that they put it in the hospital. They put it in your finger and then you can see how many beats have your heart. Everything is okay. And I feel like I have the palpitation short of breath. I can't breathe and it gets me frustrating. And when I check
the little machine, it's good.
You
know how it's an easy way to measure the... And I have one because that's such an easy way. Have you ever thought about buying an Apple Watch? Because they measure your blood pressure. It's pretty remarkable, you know. They measure your blood pressure, your heart rate.
I bought it because I try to see myself that I have to see myself that I'm good physically.
Because he came out everything good.
I promise you. Listen,
it's only my brain.
Listen, Erica, I'll help you balance this out of a medication. There is a natural way out. I'll help you. I'll send you to take a test of a neurotransmitter test to see which of where is the chemistry of the brain, which usually, doctors don't really do, which they should, but they don't do it. And this is the way we'll know exactly where the problem is. So we know which we need to regulate. And I'll help you with that. It's not going to cost you a dime. You just have to call me and we'll go from there. But I feel very good that you call me because I think I can help you overcome this, my Erica. So it'll be good.
I feel like you're the only one who can help me because I've been in so many places and I've been in hospitals. Right. This is my fourth psychiatric.
No more hospitals. No more panic attacks. We'll get rid, my love. I promise you, we'll get rid of all of this, and you will feel.
And I started meditation, and I bought the machine with the lavender, the vapor thing, and all that.
I have to go to the end of a show, Erica. I want you to call me so I can help you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next week.
Thank you.
Same place, same time, Om Thai Radio. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.